I think the people of Gas know how to laugh and not take themselves too seriously. Proverbs 17:22 says that's a good way to live because a cheerful heart is good medicine. What if this week I laugh at myself when I do something silly? I'll be better off, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, CenteringLives.com.
Love is a Christmas tree, but don't pick any old tree, you see. Some have long expired. Turn your house into a funeral pyre. And I watered that tree till the branches rose up higher. And it drank, 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 but it kept on getting drier. Now it burns, burns, burns. This tree's on fire. This tree's on fire.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
Need a new heating and cooling system? Call AC by LuQuire for a high-efficiency carrier system. Get a new system with 0% financing up to 36 months. Not ready to replace your system? Call LuQuire today and save $20 on an AC, heating, or plumbing repair when you mention this ad. Turn to the experts at LuQuire for carrier. Visit acbyluquire.com today for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs.
Sounds like a job for AC by LuQuire.
License number 84417.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Hello, I'm Morgan Freeman. I endorse gas station jerky. Just thinking about that greasy jug of meat sticks resting between the take-a-penny dish and Bic lighter display makes my mouth water. My favorite flavor is brown. My second favorite flavor is brown with little pieces of mold. And here's a fun game. After choosing your gas station jerky, cover the wrapper and try to guess the expiration date. Here's a hint. You can't go wrong with 1998. And don't forget, if you can't finish your jerky, stick it in your pocket to use as a shiv in your next bar fight. It's like a knife, only tasty. I'm Morgan Freeman, and I endorse gas station jerky.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Everybody, troll pal, Sky Mosley, reminding you not to call David Ernest if you trust the government $19 trillion in debt to provide for your retirement. That's right. Also, don't call David at Ernest Financial if you prefer to pay all the taxes the government allows.
Hello, this is David Ernest of Ernest Financial, inviting you to join me for a free, no-obligation consultation. With over 30 years' experience in all areas of financial planning, no problem is too big or too small. Just call me at 334-279-7431 to set up your appointment. Retirement planning, Social Security, wealth management, taxes, whatever your issue may be. Help is just a phone call away. That's 334-279-7431. I'm David Ernest, and I look forward to serving you with all your financial needs.
With Spectrum Internet, you can expect to get what you pay for. That means faster internet, consistent speeds, and better performance than our competition. But don't just take our word for it. Check the latest FCC broadband report. Then call 844-855-2999 and switch to Spectrum Internet. We deliver the speed you expect and the bandwidth to serve all your streaming needs. Did you know some internet providers actually slow down your connection once you go over your data limit? With Spectrum Internet, there are no data caps and no speed throttling. So call 844-855-2999 and get 100 megs of faster, more reliable internet. Just $29.99 when bundled. No modem fees, no contracts. That's the fastest internet starting speed available for the price and the bandwidth you need to stream, watch, and share on all your devices. Call 844-855-2999 and switch to Spectrum Internet today. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Bundle up, more winter weather in our forecast for the next few days. In fact, the next couple of days are pretty complicated. For tonight, a cold rain. Overnight low temperature in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, more rain likely. Another chilly day with a high temperature in the mid-40s at best. Tomorrow night, there could be a brief let-up in the rain late tomorrow night before the next surge of rain comes in by Friday morning, low 39. I think Friday we hover near 39. Rain possibly mixed with a little bit of wet snow. Accumulation is unlikely, but we'll keep an eye on it for you. And then on Saturday, the sun is back out. A cold day, high around 49, down to 27 late Saturday night, Sunday morning. Our weather app keeps you on top of the drastic weather changes. It's going to be your best friend over the next few days with this winter weather. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Surfing Amazon.com, but my computer, it went stiff, and I needed those last minute gifts, so I went driving. First I went on down to Lord and Taylor's, but I could not stand all the crowds. Christmas music was too loud, so I tried Marshall Field. I tried Target, I tried Filene's, I tried Kohl's and JCPenney's, till there was only one place left, you know where I mean. By the time I got to Walmart, there was nothing on the shelf.
Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. I'm your gracious and occasionally congenial host, Greg Boudreau, my Tomahawk sidekick.
Joey.
He's here too, and Stella's coming to join us.
And here they are.
Please clap.
Let's pull up the 11 Fear Doppler to take a look at the... It's a lovely day.
Oh, yes.
As Rich told us, the temperature's been... dropping. It's now in the low 40s, and it's cold and damp, and how much more of this showery weather will we have to endure?
Right, yeah.
It looks to me like it's stretching a pretty good way. Look at that, all the way into Louisiana.
Damn!
Yeah. So, is the way it's going to be. We do hope, though, that you'll warm yourself and warm a seat at Baumhauer's tonight at our weekly nights, Wednesday night at the Roundtables Gathering. Great food, awesome people, camaraderie.
Well, I'll be taking on their spicy wings again. But I've been doing this for a reason.
Yeah, what is that reason?
I wasn't just mad at my bowels or my mouth. No, I've been in training.
Oh?
To try the world's spiciest natural hot sauce on air. I'm going to do it at the beginning of my show.
Now, this is the you want me to hang around just in case you turn into a pile of snot?
I'll be fine. I've been in training.
Yeah.
It's called The Last Dab. You know, the guy who made the Carolina Reaper.
Right.
I'm familiar with
that. In fact, somebody brought some of that to the station.
And eating the peppers themselves is very scary. But this is the same guy, and he's bred a new pepper that's hotter than the Reaper. It's called Pepper X. And they've made their hot sauce out of this Pepper X. And my roommate should be joining me, and we're going to be trying this on air. I'm going to try not to get fined by the FCC.
Well, good for you. That's good radio.
It's going to be fun.
It's Joey Keats' death live on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Yeah, it does say pregnant.
They call it the Reaper Pepper for a reason, you know.
Oh, yeah. And then people with respiratory problems, heart problems, pregnant women, it's advised not to try this stuff. I am none of those people, though. Luckily, I'm in good health as far as I know.
So on this ugly day, we see a front page on Drudge filled with ugly news. L.A. is on fire.
Hmm.
Remember when the libs said that Texas and Florida got hit with nasty hurricanes because they voted for Trump?
Oh, yeah, well.
So what does this mean with L.A. on fire?
Means it's really dry out there. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, this is getting worse and worse.
Well, who did they vote for that they're getting punished? I'd like to know. Jerry Brown?
Right.
They're such assholes.
Well, and then it will come one day. What is it, the San Andreas Fault?
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a major, major earthquake.
Yep, that thing's going to split, and who knows? Of course, the New Madrid Fault, not far from us. I mean, it's about, 600 miles? We'd feel that one if that one ruptured. That was that one when that, I think it was in the 18-teens somewhere, 1816, 1818. That thing rang church bells in New England. It was so powerful. Sand geysers came flying out of the ground. And that can happen again. And the worry is, in fact, they have spent a fortune, hasn't been publicized much, but they've spent a fortune reinforcing bridges across the Mississippi River. I think I-44 and maybe another one. They doubled down on the support for those bridges because if it does go off, they want to make sure that our road connection from east to west will stay intact. A few minutes, we're going to do another drawing and announce our next Baumhauer's Big Shot. It'll be somebody that took the time to call the show in the last week and register to be in the contest. Take five friends to lunch at Baumhauer's downtown. Baumhauer's on the boulevard. So this is interesting because now you have 28 Democratic senators telling Al Franken it's time to go. He's had, what, 8 accusers, another one today. Oh, and then another since I last checked. At a Media Matters party, how ironic is that? And he tweeted there'll be an announcement tomorrow.
Well, he just has nothing but respect for women.
When he's not grabbing them by the boobs or, you know.
Well, that's just
treating himself to an uninvited handful of their ass. He's a great guy.
Hands-on respect.
Yeah, yeah. And you know who I smile when I think of Jeff Sessions because he had to sit there at his confirmation hearing and listen to this prick, look, you know, give him the big third degree, like whether or not Jeff Sessions is worthy to be attorney general. From him? This clown ass from Saturday Night Live? Are you kidding? That had to be that. I don't know about, well, of course, Senator Sessions with his level of experience, and he's been through the political. But still this year, I think there's had to be times where he said, was this worth it, you know,
right,
to go through this, to have a douchebag like Al Franken question my capabilities? Please. 58 House Dems vote to impeach Trump. Nice going. Good luck. His approval spiked up again, Trump's approval. And it's 45. Now, that may not sound all that impressive, but my suspicion is that it would be higher if people weren't afraid.
Well, no, see,
they've terrified people into saying, I like what the president's doing.
Well, folks need to keep in mind that there are a lot of people who hit disapprove on Trump who also voted for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Who said, I don't like Trump completely, but we need him. There's a lot of that that went on. So.
Yesterday I mentioned, you know, can't at least independents understand, what have we learned from this man's presidency so far? We've learned how deep the deep state is. That if anything, he's the ultimate outsider. And we're finding out as the swamp, whatever you want to call it, deep state, as it struggles to survive in his presidency, we've been made aware of some pretty valuable stuff. At the worst, whether you like tax cuts or you don't, or you want Jerusalem to be the capital of Israel, whatever it is that, you know, it's just to have an approval that high with a nonstop onslaught of media hate. Why does Brian Ross still have a job? Can anybody answer that question for me? That little weasel, I've got an article we'll get into a little bit later that makes a complete list. It's from MRC.com. Media Research Center. Brian Ross, it wasn't just that rush to report, oh, we've got it, we've got the smoking gun now, we can impeach the son of a bitch. He's been making huge mistakes in the news going back 15, 16 years. I'm going to go over the whole list. How this guy just got suspended and not fired is beyond me. I think he should be tried. We'll see. All right, got time for a couple of calls before we do the big shot drawing. Here's Andy.
It is global warming. That's why L.A. is on fire.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. Yes, that's the...
Yeah, I mean, you know...
Climate change.
Yeah.
And, so,
and, you know, that's the Republicans' fault.
By the way, have you seen Flaps running around? He's taking credit for the economy being good now.
Well, also out there in Los Angeles, they don't have enough water to deal with the problem. Like, I mean, and there are people that I'm friends with online who, he said, it, across the street a house is burning.
Well,
and they think it's going to stop and not hit his place, but it is freaking people out. He lives in a very rich neighborhood.
Here's the thing. When we went through the multiple heavy-duty hurricanes a few months ago, oh, it's global warming, blah, blah, blah. No, the problem isn't hurricanes. The problem is putting 15.8 million people in Florida in their path.
Yeah.
I don't know why you hung up, Andy. You could have been number one in this week's drawing.
Sounded like you got dropped.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Why are homes burning in L.A.? Because they built a big frickin' city in the middle of a desert, you dumbasses. That's why. There's nothing unnatural about what's happening out there. Right, Chad?
Man, you're exactly right. You know, I lived out in California for a couple of years. I've got relatives in Los Angeles, San Diego, Monterey, San Francisco. And, since the world was created and California existed, they have a burn cycle every year.
Yep.
It is a desert. The Los Angeles Basin is a desert. They don't get very much rain at all. I mean, it never rains in California. Remember that song?
Sure. Yeah. Albert Hammond, 1972.
All of the rain, all of the sources of water for Los Angeles and for Greater California either come from the Sierra Nevadas or diverted from other places, right? So there's barely any rain that goes into Los Angeles. You know, maybe they get like 6 inches a year compared to our 66 inches a year, mm-hmm. if that gives you an idea. So, you know, it's amazing. You know, the global warming people want to talk about crap. They always want to attribute to it. But what about the 12-year drought where we had no hurricanes and global warming was supposedly at its peak? You know? What happened? Well, global warming prevented hurricanes until a big one hit. Global warming caused the hurricane. You know,
well, I just read another article that any even minuscule change in the planet temperature might be due to the fact they mismeasured carbon dioxide back in the 90s.
Well, there's a lot.
So it's all based on false science.
There's a lot of things they did, but you know, speaking of changing positions, not about Al Franken, of course. Changing positions. I mean, you got Dianne Feinstein and Bernie Sanders protesting about, you know, the declaration that they're going to move the Israeli embassy to Jerusalem.
when those clowns voted for it in Congress back in 1995, and it was in the 2016 Democratic presidential platform that the Capitol and the embassy needed to be moved to Jerusalem. You know, it's like anything the Democrats say, any position they take, it has an expiration date on it, and they get to declare when that expiration date is.
Mm-hmm.
And just to go show you how anti-Trump they are, I mean, to basically take a 180-degree position on it is absolutely insane. You know, it's almost as good as Doug Jones' commercials trying to run himself as a Christian. You know?
Yeah, he's a real Christian, yes.
Yeah, he's a great
Praise
guy.
Praise the Lord.
Kill the baby up to the point of birth, mm-hmm. but God bless America, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm with Joey that there'll be a lot of people that won't say anything publicly because they don't want to be ridiculed. They want people to get in their face and bother them.
Right.
And they're going to vote for Roy. If anything, they're going to... Doug Jones' commercials have done nothing but push people into that camp because he has running commercials, you know, calling him a child molester, and there's a commercial I saw this morning that he's in favor of white supremacists.
Oh, God. Is that what we're going to hear now next year, too?
Oh, no,
white supremacists and all
worse.
This?
Baron Coleman has an ad, a door hanger. It's either a door hanger or it's a printed ad from the Doug Jones campaign specifically stating that if a black man had done what Roy Moore had done with young girls, he would not be elected. That ask Baron to show that to you. That's what they're tossing around. This reminds me of when Jeff Sessions first ran for Senate, mm-hmm. and I was working on his campaign. I incorporated his first campaign, right? So in Dallas County, they were the Democratic Party and the NAACP were hanging door hangers on the door with pictures of Jeff Sessions and Ku Klux Klan crosses in back of them. Saying this is what's going to happen if you pick Jeff Sessions as the senator. He's going to be for the Klan. Well, last time I checked, I don't remember any pro-Klan.
Didn't he put the Klan out of business as Attorney General?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Down in Mobile, prosecuted the Klan. You know, but, you know, I think that, you know, they're going to all be crying in their beer come Tuesday. My prediction is Moore's going to win the thing by, you know, 7 points. You know, right now, you know, there was a poll this morning, 3,000-person sample. That's a huge polling sample. Has them up by 7.
Yep. Yeah, you know? I saw that in Breitbart.
Well, like I said, the more they, I mean, you can have legitimate criticisms of Justice Moore. You can have those. But when you start calling people child molesters and white supremacists and all this other
Based
kind of
on 40-year-old allegations that suddenly came out after the guy's served in office numerous times in office. It's a bunch
exactly
of crap.
Right. Anyway, good to talk to you. You guys have a great afternoon.
My objections with Moore don't have nothing to do with this. I'm sorry. It's, you know, when it comes to the Washington Post and all of a sudden, and some of the witnesses, let's face it, I found rather uncredible. That's just me. What do I know? I'm just a silly hawk show toast.
I took a vow of abstention, so.
I want to say good afternoon to Hank. He's my new friend.
Hank?
Hank. Because I went and did an IV this afternoon at Infusion, and Hank was in the chair next to me. Listener, great guy, and it's, you know, you can work on your smartphone or whatever if you're the only one there, but usually there's 2-3 people doing IV, so it was a wonderful chance to sit and chat with a guy who's part of the News Talk family, and it was great to meet him.
Awesome.
Hank, we'll see you there. In fact, I said, let me know when he's coming back, because I'll book my next treatment that day. And the idea being, you know, IV vitamin therapy is it's the most efficient way to deliver to your body what it needs nutritionally and to help you accomplish a wide variety of goals, because the menu for IV vitamin therapy at Infusion offers a whole array of opportunities, whether you want to lose weight, boost your energy, enhance your skin tone. Just go to the website, infusioncryolaser.com, and find what works best for you. When you ingest vitamins, a very small portion, relatively speaking, makes it into your body, less than 50%. With this, it's 100% because it goes straight into the bloodstream. It's worked for me. I'm doing the combination energy weight loss, 11 pounds. 11 pounds, 2 inches off the waist, and that's in less than a month.
Wow.
So if you're interested, and by the way, one other thing, we don't encourage excessive partying, but sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
If you find yourself dealing with a nasty, rotten hangover, call them at 296-1662, because dehydration is the main reason for that kind of discomfort. And the IV vitamin therapy will bring you right back. Get you restored, get you rehydrated, and feeling better very, very quickly. Just an option. 296-1662. You've heard me talk about cryotherapy and laser therapy. These are all state-of-the-art treatments available at Infusion. 296-1662. Our Baumhauer's Big Shot drawing is just 90 seconds away.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, the best brands make the best gifts. So take everything you love about Christmas and wrap it in red. Right now, you can save $50 with new lower prices on all Weber Spirit grills. Plus, enjoy free assembly and delivery on any grill $3.99 and up. Just like Santa, our elves build it and a guy in red delivers it. Get the perfect gifts at the perfect price. Now at your neighborhood Ace. Free local assembly and delivery must be scheduled with participating Ace store for Ace Rewards members only through 12/24. Store stock only. See store for details.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
One day I'll be back, but right now I'm carbo-free. Loose skirts of linen went out with Labor Day. I can't keep my jeans that hang over my closet door at bay. I know that they won't fit no matter where I stand. Zipped with pliers in my hand. I've cut off my circulation, and there's no way I can sit
tight as they can.
I'll pass out if I bend over, 'cause these jeans just don't fit. These jeans won't go over my DNA. These jeans look good when it's cold outside, and I can't wear another pair. They might make my butt look square
like the Frigidaire.
There's so much out there I can't resist.
All right, it is 3:30 on News Talk 93.1. FM. A little contest music, please. It's time to find out this week's Baumhauer Big Shot.
Woo-hoo!
All callers who chose to register are eligible to win. And again, you should take a shot at this. It's not a big field. Your odds are pretty good. So let's find out who's going to take 5 friends to lunch at Baumhauer's downtown or on the boulevard.
I'm so excited.
Dramatic drummer.
So excited. Pick wisely.
12.
And the winner is, oh my goodness, Rosie.
Congratulations, you won.
Yay!
Rosie! All right. Way to go. See, you participate, you call, you got a chance to win. So Rosie will be able to take five friends to lunch at Baumhauer's downtown or on the boulevard. And we start registering folks for the next drawing, which will be a week from today. So, I mean, you can come on the air and say, so you got something to say, come on the air and say it. You don't have to make speeches or anything. We're easy to talk to. So give us a holler and let us know. 272-9228. I have to send Rich a quick note here. We're going to do a live chat with him.
Okay.
So keep an eye on the phone. Wants to update us on this weather situation. You know, he was using the S word this morning.
What?
Mm-hmm. No.
Does it end with a T?
No, no, no.
He was saying snot?
No. Snow.
Oh.
Send the video. It's on my Facebook page.
Wow.
Well, we're waiting for Rich to call. Guess what Jay Scott found today? He found, because I always wondered, I never recalled Sticks doing a Christmas song, but we found one.
Nice.
Called All I Want. You want to hear a little of it?
Yeah.
Well, waiting for Mr. Thomas.
He's like the drums on this. He's using those
called
pumps.
All I Want.
All I Want.
On News Talk 93.1 FM.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
And when the weather is as it is, there's only one way to approach it.
Do it live!
And that's what we got. Rich Thomas on the line.
Definitely not a Chamber of Commerce day, right?
No.
Maybe for Nome, Alaska or someplace like that.
And we're hovering around 41 degrees, and it's been wet all day, and just a nasty winter's day, exactly what we expect, and more rain and cold tonight, and more rain and cold tomorrow. I think we're up to about 44 tomorrow. But the question marks that everybody's talking about involves Friday morning.
Are you going to use the S word here?
Stand by for the S word. And Friday midday, I think we could be just cold enough, not below freezing, but cold enough that we see a rain and snow mix here in Central Alabama.
The bread and milk.
Obviously, the stores will clean out of it, and I swear. And then people will close things. There'll be closures that don't need to happen, but right. It'll happen anyway.
You know, you have that power. You should, I think, you know, the bread and milk lobby here in Alabama should be at
right.
your doorstep with.
He mentioned snow on a 92-degree day.
Yeah.
What's going on there? But people are wondering a couple of things. First of all, could there be any accumulation? Could there be perhaps in some extreme cases, maybe a half inch in slushy accumulation in grassy areas? But I think... for the most part, a lot of us won't see any accumulation. And by the way, the new model information this afternoon shifts things a little farther to the north. For instance, earlier today, places like Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, Anniston were not in the mix. Now it looks like they are certainly in the precipitation shield, according to the new model data, and they have the best chance, because they're in the colder air, of seeing some minor accumulation. Mm. All of this could change. We'll update it again in the morning, but the point is, winter is here to stay for a few days.
Well, it sure, I mean, the dampness, the cold, the rain, just the look of the sky, man, I'll tell you. Although, I got to say one thing. Mm-hmm. This does enhance my beautiful laser light show in front of the house.
Beautiful. I've got a roaring fire going right here in this fireplace off to the left of me here and next to the Christmas tree. So it's kind of a really traditional American shot right here.
You know, Mr. Courier and Ives.
Courier and Ives, right.
I have a gas fireplace. I don't know how to start it.
A deadly combination!
So I'm going to call Alagasco or whatever they're called these days and have them come on.
Now, is it with a natural wood gas fireplace or is it faux wood?
I think a gas fireplace with real wood would be.
We had that at our house in County Downs. Yeah,
really?
It's starter. It's like starts a flame. You put real wood in there.
Need some wood?
And you can turn off the gas.
This is the real deal wood here. I mentioned to you before, my mom growing up, we had a cardboard fireplace with one of those little light things, you know,
that
simulated a fire.
Yeah.
And that was my fireplace. And she used to watch me for hours sit in front of that fireplace. And I said to myself, when I get a house, boy, it's going to have a fireplace, and it does. So,
Rich is the only person I know who uses real lit candles on his tree for illumination.
Yeah, that's funny. I like that.
Hey, how's my girlfriend over there?
Getting fatter without a walk this afternoon? Meanwhile, our boss is posting pictures from the tropics.
Oh, yeah, he's down in...
That doesn't help.
Well... Yeah, let him have a good time. When he's here, we can relax just a little bit, you know.
Can I have some more vodka?
It's being served in the studio this afternoon. Rich, thank you so much for the update,
buddy. All right, guys, have a good one. I'll see you later.
Give Bailey a big kiss for me.
Yeah, I bet.
She doesn't bark anymore. She comes in. Stella's here. There's the chocolate. Grab yourself a spoon.
And again, that Rich Thomas Weather Network appearance is brought to you by Bread. Have you heard of Bread? You can put cheese, ham, turkey on it, even peanut butter and jelly. If you're having peanut butter and jelly, the Rich Thomas Weather Network is also brought to you by milk. It comes from a cow and almonds.
And boy, do they make a great combination together. Bread and milk, there is nothing like it. Thanks, Joey. 3:39, let's see how traffic's doing. Our first look at the roads this afternoon, then Stella joins us.
Traffic brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Get 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and good for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, 1/4 mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Good afternoon, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A messy day on the roadways. No accidents, no delays so far. Interstate systems are all clear. Boulevard Atlanta Highway, the 31s, Taylor and Vaughn are all accident and delay free so far. Enroll now for admissions and financial aid for spring classes starting January 10th at Trenum State. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Mr. Sandman Mattress is having a fiery hot Christmas sale. We have greatly reduced our inventory exposed to smoke, but many bargains remain. New mattresses and foundations in sealed bags and little soot on the outside are at liquidation prices. We have restocked most of our top sellers from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, and others with factory fresh inventory for fast delivery or pickup. To compete with our Montgomery store's fire sale prices, our Millbrook store is giving extra discounts on many popular mattresses. All factory fresh, full set start at $179, King mattresses from $149, twin mats from $89, and we have some fabulous latex closeout models from Jameson and Restonic. We also have the Pure Talalay Bliss latex mattresses at fabulous discounts. Compare these to any mattress at any price. They are the very best. Headboards and beds are also on sale, and a new pillow makes a fabulous Christmas present. Our temporary location in Montgomery is at 5240 Atlanta Highway, across from Faulkner, and we're on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General. All of us at Mr. Sandman wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah.
The growing season is over, but before you know it, you'll have to take care of your lawn and landscaping again. Time to call J&S Professional Lawn Service and let John Cato and the staff give your lawn a winter prep. J&S is a cost-effective, cut-effective service that will beautifully groom your lawn and yard with an edge that stands out above the others. Get ready now. J&S Professional Lawn Service is now accepting commercial and industrial landscaping customers. Call for an estimate. Ask for John Cato at 202-8760. That's 202-8760. J&S Professional Lawn Service, a cut above the rest. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God, I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. They said snow. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God! I gotta get the bread and milk! Oh my God!
Just doing our part to make sure to raise awareness. I guess he said around midday Friday you might see a snow flurry or two as we get our first real dose of winter in the River Region. It's happy hour on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Stella has arrived.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you? It's wet and cold, but...
Yes, but I'm feeling energized because I'm full of vitamins and good things.
That's great.
I stopped and did my IV today, an infusion, and that makes a huge difference. And then we're heading over to Baumhauer's after the show tonight for our Wednesday nights at the Round Tables. And a week from tonight will be our Christmas party. And we're going to have a bunch of surprises at that. And they're going to be surprises because I'm not sure what they are yet. So I'll be surprised first. Ooh. And then you'll be surprised.
Sounds Wednesday. Exciting.
But we encourage you to come because you get to meet people like Stella and LaDonna and all the other wonderful folks that are part of our group there. And we're always looking to add more. It's not like you're joining a club where you have to pay a fee or anything. It's just good folks getting together for good food, warming beverages, and camaraderie and conversation.
Gotta love camaraderie.
Camaraderie. Oh, yeah.
Fellowship and merriment.
Fellowship, another good way to put it, yes. So, what do you want to talk about? Oh, they gave Goodell an extension as NFL commissioner? Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, that guy knows where all the bodies are buried.
He must. Half-empty stadiums? Because of his inability to tell the players, look, do your social justice warrior-ing outside the workplace. There's no limitations on groups they can support, events they can participate in. But when you're on the job, the national anthem, you stand, okay? That's what protects your right to protest and support your favorite causes. And he didn't have the nutsack to, pardon me, he didn't have the testicular fortitude to do that.
He didn't have the moxie, the guts.
The guts.
The right stuff.
Unbelievable. And week after week, if you go to empty seats galore, it's not getting better. It wasn't like people stopped showing up to games, you know, in week two or three, and there was a little bit of a fan backlash. It gets worse every week. Tickets that normally would go for $80, $100, or $200 are selling for about 10 to 20% of their face value through StubHub because people don't want them. It's not, and this is not like, okay, once the players decide to stand, we're going to go back to the games. Uh-uh. This is permanent damage. So they've got a long way to make it back, and I just don't see how you can fix it. Pissed a lot of people off, especially those who have, who are or have veterans in the family or are Gold Star families. To see that kind of arrogant finger, basically, is what it is, towards those who have fought and made the ultimate sacrifice to preserve our freedom, that's just inexcusable. So, all right, we got that. The weather sucks. What else is going on? John McCain, this is my favorite story of the day.
Okay.
Fight with me, my fringe.
Fight with me.
John McCain.
Fight with me. Keep America strong, my fringe. Fight with me.
This is funny. He noticed that he had 2,982,983 Twitter followers.
Fight with me, my 1 million friends. Fight with me.
So he went on Twitter and said, I only need 74 new followers to make it to 3 million. Spread the word and help us reach this big milestone. He lost 20,000 followers. That's so funny. Oops, what happened, John? I thought, you know, you're like Mr. Senate. You're the guy that's above everybody else. Casting judgment on Trump, and I'm not going to vote. We love this Obamacare. We love what it's doing to families like the Rollins. Oh my God! So he loses 20,000 followers. He's a preliminarily leading candidate for Morning Maroon tomorrow. FBI agent accused of sending anti-Trump texts softened Comey's description of Clinton email scandal. That's not a new story, but Judge Knapp is on Fox talking about that. Now, there's nothing to see there. There's no reason to be alarmed. But, man, I'll tell you, that's like 5 minutes before the iceberg giving a new deal to the commander of the Titanic, you know? Hey, you're doing a great job.
Wonderful.
Because that's pretty much what the NFL has been accomplishing. The winter baseball meetings this weekend, Joey, going to be a lot of action.
Yeah, but it's all that closed door, behind the scenes action that really makes the big bucks.
Yeah.
Big decisions.
Whatever you say.
Big decisions.
And, according to the Washington Examiner today, President Trump's approval rating jumped to 45 in the first week of December, the highest mark since September. Now, what do you think that is? I think it's because people are starting to wake up that it is, in fact, been fake news on a lot of this stuff. And I think that number would be higher if people weren't. Now, let me ask you this, Stella. You're you're not a weakling by any stretch of the imagination.
No, not at all.
But are you very careful? If you're a Trump supporter, are you very careful who you share that with?
I would say yes.
I think most people are.
Yeah, to be honest. Yeah.
And unlike Obama, where I was totally willing anytime to express my feelings about his presidency, I just don't bring it up because you just don't know. You get your head kicked in for
it. I bring up my non-affiliation all the time.
But that's, I think, safer. That's true with a lot of people these days. They're too scared to express their true opinion.
Same thing with Moore. I haven't put anything on Facebook about that. Just stayed away. I think he's going to win. And then whatever happens after that, if 25 Democrats stand up, this is interesting because this could happen, okay? Because I think he's going to win. He goes to the Senate. Suppose 30 Republicans sign a petition or whatever you call it saying, we think you should resign because of these allegations. You think that's possible?
Could be.
What does he do if that's the case?
Say no.
The majority of voters, 51%, did not approve of Trump's job in office. What do they hate? The economic growth? What's, you know, have we attacked anybody? Have we gotten in any, you know, like Obama, how many countries did we attack during his time in office? Seven?
Yemen.
They're all necessary, though.
Back into Iraq. Good.
All right. You know, and they use the word reckless to describe him in this polling. I think the problem is we're just not used to somebody who's very Harry Truman-esque, in my opinion. Harry Truman was perceived the same way, and the media couldn't wait for him to lose in 1948, but he surprised everybody. So before everybody runs around and starts calling Trump a one-term president, that may be a bit premature. Like other things in life, I would not go there just yet, especially if the economy continues to improve. It's like James Carville told Bill Clinton, it's the economy, stupid. And that didn't work for Bill Clinton until he got with Newt Gingrich and they made things happen in 1995 and 6. That was an economic growth period that escaped me, but it was real. So we'll see. And Reagan, it took him time too. He started out in the 30s after the first couple of months. And eventually, you know, when it came time to be reelected, he ran against Walter Mondale and won 49 states. That's pretty good. 49 out of 57, what's that percentage? That's pretty high. It's pretty good stuff. Light rain expected to continue throughout the afternoon. Another update from Rich after the top of the hour. And a fresh edition of Fox News. Life can hand you all kinds of gut punches. Sometimes you know the train's coming down the tracks. You may not want to acknowledge it, but you know it's coming. Divorce being one of those. My recommendation, having had the opportunity to do everything wrong three times, is that if you're hit with that reality, even if it's, quote, non-hostile, what you do at that point, take the emotional part of it, get some help if you need it with that, and let a good team experienced at representing men in divorce actions take care of the rest for you. Have a couple of rock-solid advocates. That's Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson at Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law. If you know somebody that's struggling, a guy that's struggling with a divorce situation, you may want to recommend that at least visit their website and read the testimonials from men who have been represented by Delk and Tomlinson and how great that experience worked out for them in the end. I mean, you don't want to hurt anybody, but you should come out of it with a settlement that's reasonable, with a legally enforceable document that most importantly guarantees you time with the kids. And of course, if custody is in question, because it's not always the guy's fault that a marriage breaks up, they can address that too. But let them fight the battles, let them deal with the ugly, and you just move on with your life as best you can. 819-4810. That's 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, 3:54. I think we can squeeze Rodney in here before the break. Rodney?
Yes.
What's up?
Yeah, man, I just want to say, before I'm going to vote for that no good, rotten Doug Jones, baby killing, Clinton kiss up, Obama, brown noser,
mm-hmm.
I'll vote for Roy Moore, and I can't believe any of these people who talk all this stuff about the allegation against Roy Moore, and they're not going to vote for him. They probably all voted for Obama. They probably all love Hillary Clinton. And as far as I'm concerned, they can go up there and marry John Boehner and hang out with Mitch McConnell and have a good old time, because I'm going to be laughing it up while we making America great again. Don't come around later, you bunch of hacks, and try to take credit for it. We're going to straighten it out and get it right.
Rodney has spoken.
Go mm-hmm. Trump.
All right. Do you want to be a Bob Hours Big Shot?
No, I can't make it, man. Appreciate that.
Well, we thank you for the call.
All right.
272-9228. Stella's with us.
Hello.
She hasn't had much to say yet, but we haven't really given her much of a chance. But we're going to change that. After the top of the hour.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day, whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luquire.
Need a new heating and cooling system? Call the friendly folks at Luquire for a high-efficiency carrier system. Right now, purchase a new carrier system with 0% financing up to 36 months. By upgrading to a new energy-efficient system, you can reduce your utility bill, which will help offset the cost of a new system. And, as always, get the benefit of Luquire's tech-savvy staff and outstanding customer service. Not ready to replace your system? Call Luquire today and save $20 on an AC, heating, or plumbing repair when you mention this ad. With over 34 years in the business, we have the experience to provide for all of your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. At Luquire, you don't have to give up on quality to save on a new heating and cooling system. Act fast to take advantage of these limited-time offers. Turn to the experts at Luquire for Carrier. Call us or visit acbyluquire.com today for all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luquire.
License number 84417.
Lyle from Marguerite's. Of course, I don't know how we do it, but we do that Christmas special for $199. Diamond by the Yard necklace. Five different stations, 10 beautiful diamonds, 14 karat, white or yellow gold. And to make it easy for you, both of our locations are open through Christmas. That's at Cornerstone Shops at Vaughan and Taylor Roads or the brand new shop in Peppertree Shopping Center on Vaughan Road. Come see either of us for this unbelievable Christmas special. No one in the country has a Diamond by the Yard necklace for $199. At Marguerite's, we do, and it's beautiful. I got a kiss for it.
Here's another company holiday party reminder. If it's an open bar, don't take the bait. They want you to get wasted so they can whittle down the staff. Let Party Marty take the fall. This has been another company holiday party reminder.
SunTrust Mortgage Incorporated, NMLS number 2915, is an equal housing lender. For full licensing information, visit suntrust.com/mortgage.
Behind every mortgage is a dream, a family spending the holidays together, memories, both old and new. At SunTrust Mortgage, we believe that behind every mortgage should be a bank you can trust, not just to help you find the best rates, but to guide you through each step and give you the best information, to inform you of all your options, so you can make smart financial decisions and confidently plan for your future. Because the right mortgage can make a big difference when it comes to making your money work for you. With SunTrust Mortgage, you'll get a partner who is personally involved, an expert that doesn't look at your mortgage as just paperwork and monthly payments, but sees it for what it really is, your home. SunTrust. Confidence starts here. For a free consultation on how you can still benefit from historically low rates, call 1-800-402-7135. That's 1-800-402-7135. 1-800-402-7135.
You've seen those cute little girls on TV telling you to call